If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Bloke in a Bar, brought to you by our new shirts. Pre-sale dropping this Wednesday, 6 p.m. That's right, pre-sale. So we've got the cool dad. If you're a cool dad out there, grab a cool dad shirt. Then we've got the best dad shirt. If you've got a dad that's the best dad in all the world, grab this shirt. And then we've got the grumpy dad shirt. If you've got a grumpy dad, grab him a grumpy dad shirt. That is this Wednesday, 6 p.m. They go live. It's a pre-sale, and also it comes in a bloke bundle. And guess what you get? So if you pay $120, you get your choice of one of these shirts. Then you also get a bloke cooler bag. You get a bloke stubby holder, but on the stubby holder it says dad. So obviously for your dad or if you are a dad. And then you also get your choice of a six-pack of beer. So the bloke lager or the bloke midi. And then you get a bloke card. So this is all based around Father's Day. Now, if you're just a dad and you just want to get it normally, just get it normally. Who cares? But these will all be shipped out by August the 22nd. So August the 22nd, the pre-sale starts Wednesday, 6 p.m. Then they'll all be shipped out by August the 22nd. You can also buy the shirts individually. They're $49.95, the usual price. But yeah, so $120 gets you a shirt of your choice, gets you a six-pack of beer, get you a bloke cooler bag that we haven't released yet, and you can only buy them in the packs, and it also gets you a bloke stubby cooler with dad on it. So make sure to be there Wednesday, 6 p.m., guys. Wednesday, 6 p.m. If you're a dad, get your missus or your kids to have a look at bloke.shop at Wednesday, 6 p.m. to get you a shirt. We've got a cool dad, best dad, or grumpy dad shirts. Plus, we've got a bunch of other stuff on bloke.shop. If you want to go there now, check it out. We've still got a couple of these hoodies. We've got old school shirts with the big bloke on top. So go to bloke.shop to grab some bloke merch. But that's just a reminder, Wednesday, 6 p.m., pre-sale start. They'll be shipped out by the 22nd of August to make sure that you get them for Father's Day. But if you want to get them for yourself, even if it's not for you for Father's Day, cool dad, best dad, and grumpy dad. But I've got the great guru here. How are you going, brother?
Going good, mate. Father's Day, idiot proof now. Can't go wrong.
You know, I feel like blokes, very hard to find what's good for your dad. You know what I mean? Like, what do I actually get dad?
I think buying presents is the worst part
of
life in general for anyone.
And we've taken care of that for you. Yeah. Blokes, we've taken care of that for you. You just go to bloke.shop. You grab a bloke bundle, $120. Your dad will be stoked. I'm telling you. Dad will be stoked. I'm going to get my dad, all three of them. The great Timmy, how was your weekend, mate?
Very good, mate. Actually snuck away to Byron Bay for a little late season getaway. I know we're getting towards finals time, so I really wanted to freshen up and peak come finals like every good footy side should
few
be doing.
Few holidays this year, mate.
Yeah, look, mate, they're working holidays. So, you know, it's not all luxury and cocktails and beers, but, mate, I'm very fresh coming into this one, so ready to go.
Mate, exciting times. Luckily, you came in on a quiet week, so we'll just talk about the footy. Nothing else happened. Does Week got a dog ring a bell? Does that ring a bell to anyone? Oh. We've got to talk about it. All jokes aside, it's obviously Ricky Stewart in the post-match press conference after losing to the Penrith Panthers has called one of the opposing players a weak gutted dog, and he's been like that since he was a kid. That's just a, you know, obviously everyone knows the quote, but that's just a paraphrasing of it. Guru, I'll get your thoughts first, mate.
Can you tell the Raiders had a bad loss or what?
Wow.
And once again, I mean, when no one's talking about the Raiders against the Penrith Panthers losing by 20 or 30.
And playing really poorly.
Playing terribly against Penrith without the best player in the game. I think Ricky knew it.
Both halves.
Both halves, yeah. In Canberra, season on the line. Yeah, I kind of think Ricky knew what he was doing here.
Oh, really?
What do you guys, I mean, it's not the first time Ricky's done this.
I reckon he just got overly emotional. You reckon he was willing to go, like, the ramifications of this are going to be so hectic. There were a million other ways.
I don't reckon he thought it through properly, but, I mean, it doesn't shock me at all that he's done something like this after a Raiders loss where they probably should be heavily criticised when their season was on the line. But regardless, I think it was a really shit play by Ricky. I think he's got to be better than that, regardless of what he thinks of Salmon, or him as a kid. It's just made it even more fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm interested to see how the NRL handles this. Fine, suspension, whatever it might be. I think that they need to put the hammer down.
Timmy, what do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, I'd love to say it's a classic Ricky Stewart deflection of the result and trying to take the heat off his players, but, mate, it was a hot-headed moment where he lost his cool. And obviously the fact that Penrith won so convincingly, it just makes it look so much worse. Like, had he done it after a Raiders win, it honestly softened the blow. He'd be like, wow, like, he's come in a chipper mood and still finds time to say it. But after that loss, I love Ricky Stewart. I'll defend him week in, week out. Whenever he does anything wrong or says something wrong, which is most weeks with Ricky Stewart, but he lost his cool in this one, and he's going to get in a lot of strife. They'll come down hard on him.
Yeah, look, honestly, anything else, like, fuck. All of the other blow-ups I've seen Ricky had, I'm like, yeah, okay, it's probably crosses the line, but I kind of enjoy the fact that he's so emotive, he's so passionate about the losses or whatever. Like, those ones are like, again, they're across the line, but I can deal with them. This one for me personally, it's just way too far. Way too far, totally inappropriate. And unfortunately, the NRL is probably going to have to come down pretty tough on him. Like, not unfortunately, because like when he come out and apologised for it, I was almost of the mind of like, look, he's apologised for it. Let's just move on. Like, let's move on. He's admitted. I'm usually mostly on the side of if someone comes out and apologised, you move on. But then I sat back today and I was like, what if he said that about my brother or someone in my family? I'd be ropeable, because now there's like hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, but at least hundreds of thousands of people that genuinely think Salmon is a bad bloke. And whether he is or he isn't, like I don't know him, I've never met him, have had nothing to do with him. Whether he is or he isn't, those people didn't have the right to know that. Like he's a person that's reputation now takes a hit when it's a personal matter between him and Ricky's families. Now, the Salmon family has come out and said they're surprised by the comment. He actually hasn't had anything to do with Salmon since he was 12 years old. And then Ricky did say in his apology, he did say, I thought that this, you know, this is a very long time ago and I thought I'd moved it past this, but clearly I haven't. Just really poor. And some people might say, oh, I'll let them say what they want. It's like, hang on a sec. We're talking about a coach here. We're talking about a coach in a professional environment. He's supposed to be a leader of men, one of the, 16 leaders in the NRL. Whether they players and coaches like it or not, there are role models. It's just the way it is. Like, you can sit there all day and say, I never wanted to be a role model, but it's just the way it is. And the thing that sucks, I guess, for Ricky from his perspective, he does so many good things away from rugby league. And I'm sure you know more about it, Timmy. But this one was just way, way too far. Way too far. So what do you reckon the NRL's going to do? What do you reckon the NRL's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, respectfully too, Ricky, defines work. Like, it's been 10 years of him walking to press conferences, blowing his lid. I don't think that fines work, and I don't know if a fine's enough for this. Do we recall any coach doing anything like this?
I've never seen it in any sport ever.
Ever, yeah.
Ever.
So, yeah, I personally think a suspension probably has to come in here. I don't know what a suspension looks like, whether it's games, press conferences, trainings. I don't know how it would work, but I don't think a fine does the job.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I think it'll lead to suspension of some sort. And It was such an interesting one because I'm the idea of coming out, and if you just dislike someone that much, I know it's a professional environment. You've got to you've got to be cautious with it. And like normally speaking, like, you know what, coaches, players, they tread on thin ice in interviews and they're boring. And I love these honest opinions coming out. But A, if you're going to have a crack at someone, you have to provide context. And you can't just keep people guessing and calling them out for something without providing context.
Yep.
But in this situation, the second he mentioned the word kid, it was just like, Ricky, mate, like that's just so far gone and so out of line. You know, it becomes, it not only becomes a character assassination of Jamin Salmon, but it becomes a character assassination of a 12-year-old Jamin Salmon, which is just so far wrong. So unfortunately, Sticky's, well, not unfortunately, he brought it on himself. You know, he's a big boy, he'll be able to deal with it, and he's going to get in a lot of strife over it. So I love a fiery, exciting press conference with a bit of honesty, but, you know, he crossed the line probably more than once in the space of one quote.
It's a really interesting thing because, like, if it was player to player,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The kid thing is just, you know, that's, you just can't do it. You just cannot do it. There's no explanation for it. But if it was player to player going, I think he's a weak dog, you'd be like, Matt, that's awesome. Like, player to player, let's do it. Like, we want more of that in the game. Like, I mean, sorry, we don't want more of that in the game because but like, you know, from a purely selfish perspective as a fan of the game, I want players saying how they feel. I want players, you know, expressing themselves. The biggest origins we've ever had usually come off the back of something being said in the media, and then it just turns into an explosion. But I do believe that coaches should be held to a higher standard than players because they're supposed to be a leader of men and women. You just cannot go there. Like, what's interesting as well is, like, he could have got across the same point without saying, if he had said something along the lines of, you know, kick to the nuts, in my opinion, usually is really cowardly, and that's not the way I like to play the game. It's kind of the same point without the aggressive wording. That's where I feel like it's a clear indication that he was overly emotional in the situation, because he would have probably worded it a little bit better without, you know, saying. So, yeah, look, me personally, I think, unfortunately, really poor look for the game, really poor look for Ricky Stewart. And the sad thing is I think Ricky Stewart's done so well to turn the Raiders around, like so well this year. But it's going to be all overshadowed. Now, I know they played really poorly against the Panthers, and we'll get to that. But, I mean, we got to remember, start of the year was looking like a disaster. It was looking like fucking wooden spoon territory. So, yeah, I'm not sure what the punishment will be. I think a fine probably doesn't cut it. I think that they're going to have to do something. You just cannot have this. You just cannot have it.
Just on that note as well, I thought Ivan Cleary handled it very well.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that the journo said it to him, you saw Isaiah Yeo, his eyebrows went up like, oh, fuck, here we go. This could blow up here. I thought he handled it perfectly. Pretty much said, I don't need to respond to that, and said, we love having Jamin here. He's part of our squad, and we love having him here. So credit to Ivan, because it could have turned into a bit of a shit show there.
Well, I mean, I think we saw a much more mature Ivan, like only last year with the Wayne situation and, you know, they kind of got reeled into a bit of a back and forth. Now, I'm not so sure Ivan, like, we saw how smart Ivan was in this press conference. Now that I look back on it, I'm not so sure Ivan didn't intentionally get into that back and forth with Wayne Bennett, because then it took pressure off his squad going into that grand final. Because you're totally right. Like, watching the Ivan press conference, he handled that like a mastermind. Like, just to go, boom. His emotions, you could see his eyes go live. So his emotions just went, and he just went,
yeah, I think it was pretty evident that was the, like, I don't think anyone had tipped them off before.
I don't think
they walked in. I think they heard it live.
You could see in his face, he was like, what the fuck? Are you serious? But then he just went, like, he took like a second answer, and then his whole demeanor changed. He said, I don't have to answer that. Absolutely, yeah. Absolute class from Ivan Cleary. I mean, there's not many blokes that wouldn't have gone, what the fuck did he just say? And then just rattled off a bunch of, you know, expletives back. I do understand where the Salmon family is coming from, though, in the sense of, like, you know, yeah, Ricky has apologised, but how do they get back the damage that has been done to Ricky, to their son's reputation? Like, how do they get that back? There's going to be a portion of the population that just side with Ricky, that are just like, yep, if he said it, there must be a real reason for it. And that's going to be – there is going to be a narrative, we love the word narrative, that is going to be created from a certain from certain people saying – mate, if he was willing to say that, he must have good reason. But in my opinion, guys, the reason is irrelevant. Whether it's true, it's not true, or whatever, you cannot be talking about a 12-year-old kid making, whether he did make mistakes or he didn't make mistakes, it is just not on. Has to be handled privately. There's honestly, like, there's not much that could excuse that being public, in my opinion. There really isn't.
Especially when it's off the back of an incident. I'm sorry, it was a blatant accident.
Oh, so obvious it was an accident, seriously.
Yeah, if he doesn't use the word kid, I could find ways to defend Ricky as a passionate Canberra Raiders fan. Yeah. But the second the word kid was dropped, it's like, how do you defend this?
You just can't. You just can't. Like, it's a kid. Mm. It's a kid. Like, anyway. So I do respect Ricky for coming out. His apology seemed quite sincere. He didn't seem to dodge much about it. He's quite open about it. But that doesn't excuse the fact that this is, like, people, I don't think, a lot of time I feel like some people don't actually sit down and think, okay, how would you feel if there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that now think you're a shit bloke? Mm. You would be devastated. And it's not just like, oh, it's a press conference, it's forgotten about. That is going to be replayed for the rest of time. Like, look at Tuvi's interview about there's got to be an investigation. Like, that, Ricky's comments are already being memed. Like, already straight away. Like, within probably 30 minutes of it being done, it was already a meme on social media. And so that's what he's going to have to deal with now forever. So, really unfortunate. Really, really unfortunate. I hope his mental health is all good, and I hope his family's getting around him, which they would be, and I know the Penrith Panthers would be, because, as I said, I don't think anyone really deserves that, to be honest.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.